I'm gonna praise Him. For He is worthy, gonna praise Him. For He is worthy, the rocks and the hills. They must be silent, cause I'm praising Him while I can. I'm gonna praise Him. For He is worthy, gonna praise Him. For He is worthy, the rocks and the hills. They must be silent, cause I'm praising Him while I can. I'm gonna praise Him. For He is worthy, gonna praise Him. For He is worthy, the rocks and the hills. They must be silent, cause I'm praising Him while I can. I'm gonna praise Him. For He is worthy, gonna praise Him. For He is worthy, the rocks and the hills. They must be silent, cause I'm praising Him while I can. I'm gonna praise Him. For He is worthy, gonna praise Him. For He is worthy, the rocks and the hills. They must keep silent, cause I'm praising Him while I can. Thank You, Lord Almighty, glory, worship and honor to You, my God and King. Praise Your name, Jesus. Love You, worship and adore You, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, my God. Praise You. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing chorus number 211, Let My Eyes Gaze Upon You.
Let my eyes gaze upon You through the glory of Your Spirit. My mind be brought to Your presence. Bid me come unto Your throne, and then sweep me up into Your beauty. Then, Lord, please show me how to have more of Thee and less of me. Let my eyes gaze upon You through the glory of Your Spirit. My mind be brought to Your presence. Bid me come unto Your throne, and then sweep me up into Your beauty. Then, Lord, please show me how to have more of Thee and less of me. Let my eyes gaze upon You through the glory of Your Spirit. My mind be brought to Your presence. Bid me come unto Your throne, and then sweep me up into Your beauty. Then, Lord, please show me how to have more of Thee and less of me.
You, my God and King, glory and honor, worship and praise to You, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God Almighty. Bless Your holy name. Thank You for Your Spirit. Thank You for this place. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sing chorus number 236, Oh, I Want to See Him.
Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, there I'll live. lift my voice. Gaze all past, home at last, forever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let it sink forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, there I'll lift my voice. Gaze all past, home at last, forever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let it sink forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, there I'll lift my voice. Past home at last, forever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, there I'll lift my voice. Gaze all past, home at last, forever to rejoice. Praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. You, God Almighty, glory, glory, my God and King. Glory, worship and honor to you, Jesus. Praise you, love and adore you, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, my God and King. Glory and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You may be seated. Let's sing Jesus' Name Above All Names.
Jesus, name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word.
God and King, praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, my God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Claudette. Let's sing song number 343. You can have a song in your heart.
You can have a song in your heart in the night. After every trial, after every mile, anyone can sing when the sun is shining bright. But you need a song in your heart in the night. You can have a song in your heart in the night. After every trial, after every mile, anyone can sing when the sun is shining bright. But you need a song in your heart in the night. You can have a song in your heart in the night. After every trial, after every mile, anyone can sing when the sun is shining bright. But you need a song in your heart in the night. You can have a song in your heart in the night. After every trial, after every mile, anyone can sing when the sun is shining bright. But you need a song in your heart in the night. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. If hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. If hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. If hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. If hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. If hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. If hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory, victory shall be mine. Thank you, Lord. Glory, my God. Praise and adore you, Lord. Thank you that victory through you. Bless your name, my God. Glory and honor to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, my God. Glory and honor.
I've heard you can take what's broken and make it whole again. Well, here's the pieces of my heart. What can you do with them? 'Cause I can't hold them all together anymore. So I let them fall, surrendered to the Lord.
You make all things new. You make all things new. God of mercy and love, do what only you can do, and make all things new.
Only you can bring such beauty from the depths of all my pain. Only you can take this shattered heart and make it beat again. Oh, you hold us all together in your hands. I surrender all I have and all I am.
You make all things new. You make all things new.
God of mercy and love, do what only you can do and make all things new.
From the ashes, from the dust, I will rise up, rise up. Out of darkness to the light, I will rise up, rise up.
From the ashes, from the dust, I will rise up, rise up. Out of darkness to the light, I will rise up. Rise up, you make all things new. You make all things new. God of mercy and love,
do what only you can do
and make all things. You make all things new.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, my God.
Honor. Praise
you,
my
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, my God. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we shall not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we shall not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. Got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we shall not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we shall not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, my Lord and King. Glory and honor and praise to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to you, my God. Worship you, love you, Lord. Bless your name, my God and King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise Him. Let's sing our last song tonight before we hear from the Word of God. Chorus number 306, Thou Art Worthy.
Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor and power. Thou hast created as all things created. Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor and power. Thou hast created all things created. Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor and power. Thou hast created all things created. Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord.
Thank you, my God. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless you, my God.
I welcome everyone that's here to Apostolic Assembly of Jesus Christ in Soldotna, Alaska, our Wednesday night Bible study. And I have a couple announcements to begin with. First one is that the Search for Truth Bible study is next Tuesday, February the 7th, 6 p.m. over in the Sunday School building. So mark your calendars for that. And the next one is we have a sewing workshop, praise God. Sounds like another wonderful time together. We'll be over in the Sunday School building Saturday, February 11th at 12 noon. So there's information up on the bulletin board to sign up. And if you have any questions, contact Claudette. And the other announcement is the men's brunch is also Saturday, February the 11th at 11 a.m. And there is a sign-up sheet on the door, so please write your name and the dish you're planning on bringing. for the men's brunch. And that's always a wonderful time together on Saturday, the 11th, at 11. So go find those sign-up sheets and put your names up there. Okay, so tonight we are in the book of Acts. And we're on chapter 15, and we're on question 12. And I'm going to read the question first. Question 12 is, in previous studies, we've looked at what it means to confirm souls. What does it mean to subvert souls? And turning to the scriptures for tonight in Acts chapter 15, reading verses 23 through 29. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. For as much as you have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying, you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such command. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if you keep yourselves, you shall do well. Fare ye well. So, a lot of scriptures there. And the question once again is, what does it mean to subvert souls? I'm going to open it up to you. Looked up the word Claudette. And way over to the back. Let's help our brother Curry keep our hands up there so he can see you, because I might call your name, but he's not going to see you right away.
I'm sure there's more to it than what I'm saying, but the Greek word, it's a verb, and it means to turn upside down or to upset.
Exactly. Anyone else? To turn upside down, to upset. Mark?
This is just a dictionary definition, but it's so encaptured what we've been reading that I thought was worth bringing up. But subvert in my dictionary is to ruin utterly or to undermine the morals. Mm-hmm. Pretty serious stuff.
Very serious stuff. And Rick and Jocelyn? I looked at all those definitions too.
Well, I came up with overthrow, a catastrophe, a debate with more confusion than clarity.
Mm-hmm. And Rick?
Yeah, overthrow and overturn. And then there was also, that was in, there was like four or five scriptures with subvert, but it seemed like there were only two from the same root word, but a lot of them were very similar. But also, so the one in Titus 1, 10, and 11 was the same root word that was to overturn and overthrow. But part of the one of the Greek word from Acts that we're studying, it also said to pack up baggage. And I didn't quite wrap my mind around how that tied in. But
pack up the baggage, get rid of it. Kirsten and then Michael, or Michael, here in the front.
It means to overturn or overthrow from the foundation, to undermine the morals or allegiance of faith, to corrupt. The verse that it comes out of is 2 Timothy 2:14. to keep reminding God's people of these things, warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruins those who listen.
Amen. All of that I found also. Kirsten?
The part that he was talking about pack up baggage, I read a little bit more on that, and it's because they use this word for like pillaging a village, so plundering, and so it really is a strong word. Mm-hmm. You know,
it is a strong word.
Yeah, and it went for a really strong one here.
And Paul teaches a lot about this word later on, along with what we're studying. Anyone else on what you found on this word? I found Terry up here at the front.
Well, what I found was this Greek word there in Acts was not the same word we find for subvert over in 2 Timothy 2:14. But the original, it says, if I can read my words, it's to upset, the act of throwing into disorder, an emotional disturbance, state of disorder or confusion. And to me, that was more applicable to what was going on here, because these gentlemen there, they're all filled with the Holy Ghost. And with the Holy Ghost comes a little bit of the spirit of, I lost the word in my mind, starts with a D, discernment, I'm sorry. But with the Holy Ghost comes that portion of it, comes this discernment. And so when these other people brought in this thing with circumcision, that they had to do that, I'm sure that they were tweaked in the heart with saying, you know, what is this? Where is this coming from? And so that's why they wanted clarification. And that's my thought.
It's a very good thought. Ron, over here.
The one that made me think of what's going on there is in Proverbs 6:19. It says, a false witness to speak lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. And this certainly would sow discord when you start trying to shake someone's faith and mm-hmm. what God has rolled out. You're getting on edgy ground there when you start getting in that area.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Anyone else subvert? I have all the same definitions as you: to corrupt, to confound, to pervert the mind, turning it from the truth. And all of these words, the Greek and the Hebrew, are equivalents, and they pretty much do cover everything. To be flipped, overturned, all of this goes together. But I want to look at scriptures from the Old Testament into the New to see how this lays out in the Word of God. So I want to start in the Old Testament in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 36, and that's a book that's right after Jeremiah. Not a book we go to very often, but because it has the word subvert, I wanted to turn to that. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 36. This word here in the Hebrew is, for those of you that love words and looking up words, avath, A-V-A-T-H, means to ruin or overturn. So reading Lamentations chapter 3 and just verse 36, to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. So it says it very clearly, to subvert a person in a cause, or the assertion of one person's will against another's. The Lord does not approve of this. It's to ruin, and what we said, overturn or overthrow someone from their foundation, from the teachings of the truth of God's word. God does not approve of this. And to subvert a person can cause unsettling, that's what you said, and the weakening of that person's soul. We see how that can happen. It can cause confusion and doubt. And we can see how unsettling it was for the church at Antioch. It was so unsettling that Paul and Barnabas had to leave the people there and go to the Jerusalem church to talk to the leaders and clear up this matter, because it was causing great distress. Turn back a couple of books to Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 3. Just one scripture here. And here the word pervert is used instead of subvert, and the word means to twist or to turn from the truth. In Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 3, the foolishness of man perverts his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Now, the foolishness of man perverts or twists, or you could say the foolishness of man corrupts or confounds the truth. And you might ask, what is the foolishness of man? The foolishness of man is your own nature. Your own nature can pervert or twist or change the direction God wants you to follow. Your own nature can turn you from the truth. And when someone steps out of God's perfect will, what happens with that? They fret against the Lord, fret. Or their heart murmurs against God. And we know God hears everything, knows everything about us. So a foolish person gets angry with God. Scriptures for this. Don't you think it's foolish to be angry with God? And you know, we cannot fool God. We cannot fool God. So I want to turn over to the New Testament, to Galatians chapter 6. And look at where Paul is teaching the church to not be foolish, because God is not mocked. Or another way you could say this is, God cannot be fooled. We cannot fool God. Reading in Galatians chapter 6 and starting at verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Be not deceived. Don't fool yourself. God is not mocked. You cannot fool God. Whatsoever you sow in your life, you shall reap the same. And you might ask, well, what does that mean? Whatever I sow in life, I'm going to reap the same. Well, verse 8 tells us. Verse 8. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. If you choose the flesh, which is sin, then you will receive corruption, which is hell. If you choose to follow the Spirit, which is to obey God's word, then you will receive life eternal. Two choices, but you choose. You choose. And verses 9 and 10, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So while we are still here on this earth, let us do good to one another. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't give up loving one another as Jesus taught. Continue using what the world calls the golden rule. Everybody know that? I want to look at those scriptures in the Gospels. And if we had any Sunday school students here, younger, I would ask them, do you know what the golden rule is? Do they teach you that in school still? I was taught that in school. If you know what the golden rule is and you want to tell us, stand up and Sean will come to you with the mic. So turn over to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. Just to remind ourselves what this golden rule is. Why is it so important? Why is it repeated throughout the Gospels? In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. We all know this. Whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you to them. From the very beginning of time, this has been taught throughout God's word to God's people. And then go to Luke chapter 6 and verse 31. All familiar scriptures. Luke 6, 31. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Luke repeats this. And drop down to verse 38. Because this all goes together with that golden rule. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you met withal, it shall be measured to you again. So that golden rule to do unto others. And then it says to give. Give and don't hold back, because what you give, God will give back to you. You can't outgive God. Not in your tithes, not in your offerings, not in anything you do in your life. You will never outgive God. John chapter 13 and verses 34 and 35. And I just read the oracles for the month of February. By the way, happy birthday, Michael. It's his birthday today. And in the oracles are these scriptures. In John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. Jesus tells us to love one another as I have loved you, as he loves us, is how we're supposed to love one another. And as we just read in Galatians, if we reap these scriptures, apply them in our lives, we will not be subverting anyone, right? It's not going to happen if you apply these scriptures to your lives. And turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 14 through 18. Because in this letter, Paul writes to Timothy, and he's teaching Timothy on how to deal with those that are subverting the people. This didn't just happen in the Old Testament. It happens throughout with God's people. You're always going to have those that come into your midst that will try to subvert or change or twist or turn the truth of the Word of God. And Paul teaches about this throughout his letters. So reading in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and starting at verse 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Now, this word here, subverting, in the Greek is catastrophe with a K, which that's a very familiar sound to us, isn't it? It's the origin of our English expression, catastrophe. What's a catastrophe? Something that upsets, overturns, upside down, causes a problem. Subverting believers can cause a catastrophe to their souls. Their souls. Confusing them. That's why Paul teaches on it so strongly, what it can do to the individual or to a body. Going on to verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study, study, study. How often do you hear the teacher say, study? If you study and pray, you will be able to be a workman for God. You'll be able to tell others about this word of truth. Just like all the apostles and the disciples that followed Jesus, you'll be following in their footsteps, following Jesus. And don't you want to say, I am a workman for God? We all should say that. We should be living for God's approval, God's approval. And we will be approved unto God if we study and pray, just like the scriptures teach. Verse 16 through 19. And Paul teaches, shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as does a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred. And here he tells what they're bringing in that is against the truth, saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. That's what subverting does. It overthrows the faith of some. Nevertheless, I love how God puts that in there, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Paul makes it real clear here. It's the foundation of God that stands sure and solid. And the Lord knows if you are his by your lives, by what you do, your choices. Because if you have departed from iniquity, which is sin, God knows you are one of his, just like these scriptures teach. Just turn over to the very next book of Titus. Titus. Another young pastor Paul taught and advised. Paul sends a letter to Titus. He's a young pastor at this church in Crete, advising him on how to deal with false teachers or those that are subverting the church. Reading Titus chapter 1 and verses 10 and 11. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, just like at the church in Antioch. They were men of the circumcision. They were Christians. They'd been filled with the Holy Spirit, but they were coming in, bringing other doctrines, subverting the truth. Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. They were doing it to gain money. They were being paid. They were being supported. But Paul says that many were unruly, or this word, when you look it up, is insubordinate. Insubordinate, we all know what that word means. It's rebellious, unwilling to submit to authority. What authority? In church, there's only one authority. It's God's authority. God's authority. God sets in, God sets out. God's authority. So they're rebellious because of their own natures. And false teachers have slipped in, and they're causing catastrophe in the church from the inside out. Whole houses. They're going into people's homes. This is why God gives us pastors, watchmen. Remember the teaching about the watchman, how it watches for your soul? You want to have a pastor that cares about your soul. Paul was this type of pastor, and he made sure those that he set in as pastors over the churches, that they also were the same type of pastor. I want to read in the same book here, Titus. The beginning of this letter from Paul to Titus. Because when I read this, I just cried because I thought it's such a beautiful picture of how one pastor is writing to another pastor, a younger pastor. But the words that he says are just, it's what God's people are all about. And it's all because of God's Spirit and God's leading and guiding in the church. Such a beautiful part of this letter, beginning with verse 1 in Titus. Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. Paul states who he is and why he is because of his faith. And what he teaches is according to the truth of God, which has led him to godliness, which we all need to be led to godliness through God's word. Paul calls himself a servant of God. Can you call yourself that? How much time do you give to God? We know Paul gave 24/7. His whole life was dedicated to God. He didn't marry because of it. Because all of his time was directed at God's work, the gospel message, teaching and training, preaching. Everything was about God. He's a great example of a servant of God. In verse 2, he says, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. He states his belief in the hope of eternal life because he knows God cannot lie. Did you know that? God cannot lie, so we too have this hope of eternal life. Do you believe it? And remember the scripture that says, Look up, your redemption draweth nigh. That's what I say. Look up, your redemption draws near. Verse 3, but has in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Paul writes that now is the time that God's word is manifested, revealed. God's word is revealed through preaching. Preaching the gospel message that Jesus told his followers in Mark chapter 16. And we've gone to that in quite a few teachings. Does anyone know that by heart? Mark chapter 16, the last chapter of Mark. I know Paul has brought that out a lot in the teachings because it has the gospel message. It's what Jesus told his followers to go and do. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. If they had not done that, we would not be here today. None of us would be here today if they had not followed what Jesus had told them to do. And then Jesus continued and he says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Amen. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And how are we baptized? In Jesus' name, full immersion. That water covers, washes away all those sins. In Jesus' name. But he that believes not shall be damned. He that believes not shall be damned. And that's hard to say, but those are Jesus' words. They're not mine. Those are Jesus' words. And you can read them for yourself in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. You should know those by heart. And verse 4, Paul writes to Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. He calls Titus his son. His son. We see the love that Jesus said we are to have for one another. And we just read all those scriptures in the Gospels. That love that makes us family members. Family members. You are all my brothers and my sisters. You are my family. And I'm so thankful that God chose this family to put me in. This is God's love that we receive when we receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Jesus told us to use that love for one another in the Gospel of John. And because of that love, he said that all men shall know that we are the disciples of Christ. Because of that love that he gives us through the Holy Spirit, his love that lives inside of us, everyone will know who you are. That you are the disciples of Jesus Christ. What a beautiful life. If we have love one for another, how could we not? How could we not? When the scriptures teach it, when Jesus taught it, his followers lived it, and we're following in their footsteps, they went before us. We are going to be standing next to them. I have not shed any blood for this gospel, for the preaching. I can give God my time and all of my energy to studying, to prayer, but I haven't shed any blood. I'm going to stand next to Paul, Peter, Matthew, all of these great men and women of God that did shed their blood. They risked hazarded, they risked their lives to spread the gospel so that we, further down the line, can receive that gospel message through preaching, And that's not going to stop until the trumpet sounds. This dispensation we're in is not going to change how that gospel message is put out into the world to every creature, every human being, as Jesus said. Go preach that gospel message. And then the love that you have for one another, they'll know you're my disciples. Mankind will know that you're my disciples. Paul had to teach about people, false teachers, coming in and subverting, turning the truth into something it wasn't. You have God's word. That's why it says to study, so that you will know what God's word says. No one will be able to subvert you. And you definitely don't want to sit there and listen to it or entertain it into your home. It will happen. We live in a world where Satan is fighting for souls. He doesn't care about the sinner. The sinner is the sinner. But the saint that is trying to live a godly life is the one Satan will go after. So know your word of God. Know, study, and show yourself approved to God. And you can say, I'm a workman for God. I'm a workman for God. Amen. That's what I have for you tonight. Anyone want to add anything? Good. And I'm going to close it. And we'll go into a time of prayer. Everybody, this altar is open. It's what we're here for, getting our approval from God. Amen.
Our God is an awesome God. Amen. Won't you come and reach and come and see what God has for you tonight and come and worship and praise Him and just seek His will. This altar's open. Won't you come tonight? Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, what a wonder you are. Heavenly Father, what a wonder you are. You lead us, you guide us, you live right inside us. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. You lead us, you guide us. You live right inside us. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Hallelujah is an answer in God. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. We pray in Jesus' name and by
by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. We prayed in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. We prayed in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. We prayed in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. We prayed in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips that solid.